Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Wine Folly Magnum Edition: The Master Guide by Madeleine Paquette and Justin Hammock is a modern, visually driven wine reference designed to make wine education practical and approachable. Positioned as an expanded full-color guide, it builds on the Wine Folly method of explaining complex ideas with clear organization, straightforward language, and infographic-style visuals. The book functions less like a memoir or narrative and more like a structured manual readers can browse by grape, style, or region, then return to specific pages when shopping, building a wine list, or studying fundamentals. It introduces core tasting concepts such as acidity and tannin, explains common wine terms, and helps readers translate what they smell and taste into useful descriptors. It also broadens the learning beyond grapes by including maps of key wine regions and primers on how wine labeling and classification work in major wine-producing countries. Overall, its purpose is confidence, helping beginners and enthusiasts choose wines they enjoy and understand why they enjoy them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a visual framework for understanding wine styles and grapes, a central strength of Wine Folly Magnum Edition, is its emphasis on structure and pattern recognition, using a visual approach to help readers connect grapes to styles. Rather than treating wine knowledge as a list of intimidating facts, the guide groups wines in ways that reflect how people actually choose what to drink by body, sweetness, aromatic intensity, and overall style. The book surveys a broad range of grape varieties and wine types, encouraging exploration beyond the most famous international grapes. This style-based organization is practical for real-world decision-making because it helps readers answer simple questions like what to try next if they enjoy a crisp, light white, or a bold, tannic red. The approach is also useful for demystifying synonyms and regional naming habits, since many grapes appear under different names depending on where they are grown. By focusing on recognizable style cues and typical flavor families, the book makes it easier to build a personal map of preferences. The result is an accessible reference that can be used quickly while shopping or studying, without requiring prior expertise. Secondly, learning to taste acidity, tannin, body, and aroma. The book treats tasting as a learnable skill grounded in a few core variables that shape nearly every wine experience. It introduces readers to the building blocks that professionals use to evaluate wine, especially acidity, tannin, body, and aromatic character. By breaking these ideas into plain language and visual cues, the guide helps readers move from vague impressions toward more specific observations, such as recognizing the drying sensation of tannin or the mouth-watering effect of acidity. This foundation supports more confident choices because it links sensations to likely wine styles and grape families. A reader who learns to identify high acidity, for example, can better predict which wines will feel refreshing and food-friendly, while understanding tannin helps explain why some reds feel firm or grippy and pair well with richer dishes. The book also emphasizes how these components interact, so tasting is not reduced to memorizing flavor notes. In practice, this section functions like a toolkit. It encourages deliberate comparison across wines and gives readers a consistent vocabulary for describing what they like, what they do not like, what they do not like, and what to try next. Thirdly, wine region exploration through maps and geography. Wine Folly Magnum Edition expands the learning beyond grapes by presenting wine as a product of place. Through region-oriented organization and detailed maps, it introduces major and emerging wine areas and shows how geography influences what ends up in the glass. This regional lens helps readers understand why the same grape can taste different depending on climate and local tradition, and it frames wine styles as part of broader cultural and environmental contexts. Maps also serve a practical purpose. They make it easier to remember where notable regions sit, how neighboring areas relate, and why certain regions specialize in certain grapes or styles. The guide includes coverage that goes beyond the most commonly referenced regions, encouraging readers to explore less discussed areas while still grounding them in the established classics. For students and enthusiasts, this reinforces an important idea in wine education place. It is not trivia, it is explanatory. By linking regions to typical styles and production focuses, the book helps readers read a label or a wine list with more meaning, turning unfamiliar geographic names into useful signals about what a wine might taste like. Fourthly, decoding labels and classification systems in key countries. Many wine buyers find that labels contain the least intuitive information, unfamiliar place names, regulatory terms, and classification cues that feel like insider language. The book addresses this by offering a clear introduction to how labeling and classification tend to work in several major wine-producing countries. Instead of asking readers to memorize endless rules, it provides a functional way to interpret what labels are trying to communicate, such as origin, permitted grapes, and expected quality or style signals. This is especially valuable when a label emphasizes a region rather than a grape, which is common in many traditional European contexts. Understanding the basic purpose of classification also helps readers avoid common mistakes, like assuming that all unfamiliar terms are marketing or that a great name always appears on the front label. In addition, the guide supports restaurant and retail decision-making because it helps readers translate formal terms into practical expectations. The payoff is confidence. Even if someone cannot recall every category, they can learn to look for the right clues, ask better questions, and choose bottles with fewer surprises. Lastly, food and wine pairing as a set of usable principles. The expanded food and wine pairing coverage in Wine Folly Magnum Edition aims to make pairing feel logical rather than mystical. Instead of framing pairing as a list of strict rules, the guide emphasizes the major interactions that determine whether a match works, such as how acidity can cut through richness, how tannin behaves with protein, and how sweetness can balance heat and spice. These principles help readers pair confidently across a range of everyday meals, not just formal tasting menus. The value of a principle-based approach is flexibility. Readers can adapt to what they are cooking and what bottles are actually available. Rather than hunting for a single perfect recommendation, the book also encourages pairing by style and structure, which is often more reliable than pairing by specific flavor notes. A crisp, high-acid white, for example, tends to play well with lighter dishes and salty foods, while fuller-bodied reds often suit richer preparations. By connecting tasting fundamentals to pairing outcomes, the book turns food pairing into an extension of learning to taste, giving readers another practical way to apply wine knowledge at the table. In conclusion, Wine Folly Magnum Edition is best suited to readers who want a dependable, easy-to-navigate wine reference that can grow with them. Beginners benefit from its clear explanations of tasting fundamentals, key terminology, and the basic logic behind wine styles. Enthusiasts and intermediate learners gain value from its breadth of grapes and regions, and from the way it connects sensory experience to geography and labeling. It is also useful for practical contexts such as shopping, building a home collection, preparing for restaurant ordering, or planning pairings for meals, because it is designed for quick consultation rather than linear reading only. Compared with many traditional wine books that lean heavily on dense prose or encyclopedic detail, this guide stands out for frictionless education. Information is organized so readers can identify what they need fast and then dig deeper as curiosity increases. Its visual, infographic-forward approach lowers the barrier to entry while still respecting the complexity of the subject. For anyone who has felt overwhelmed by wine language, regional names, or the gap between tasting notes and personal preference, the book offers a realistic path toward confidence and enjoyment without intimidation. If you would like to support Madeline Puckett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.